Hello, my love, and welcome to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I hope that your new year is off to an absolutely fantastic start. And if it's not, I want you to know that it is okay. I am right there with you. The beginning of this year has been hard, heavy, and uncomfortable for me, but this too shall pass. Just like everything does in our lives, the good and the bad, it all passes. But I wanted to bring you another life update. It has been a little while since I have done one of these. A couple of weeks over the holidays, I took time off from recording these, but I am happy to be back at it on Thursdays with life update episodes. The first thing that I want to ask of you, because you are a podcast listener, I want to know, who else do you listen to? I put a poll on my stories, not a poll. I put a question box on my stories on Instagram, and I asked for you guys to share with me who you would want on the podcast. And sadly, I was like really disappointed that I didn't get any recommendations really, other than people pitching themselves, which is amazing. But I want to know, who do you want to hear on the podcast? Do you listen to other podcasts? Are there people that you love that I could potentially bring on the podcast to have a conversation with? I want 2022 to be the year that I begin bringing other people who inspire you onto the podcast so that we can have really beautiful conversations and you can be inspired and encouraged in your life, not just by me, but by other people as well. So since I know you are a podcast listener, because you are here listening to this, it would mean the world to me if you have somebody in mind that you would love for me to try and bring on the podcast. I can't guarantee they will agree to do it. But if there is somebody whose podcast you love to listen to, I would love to bring them on for you. So please send me a DM on Instagram and let me know. Okay, that would be amazing. So what is going on in my world? It is currently Wednesday. I think it's January 5th today. You guys absolutely loved the love story episode where I shared Chris and I's journey in getting to where we are today, 7 years together. Thank you. So much so that when I did put a poll or a question box on my stories asking for podcast guests, the most recommended guest was Chris. Like, is he really the person that you want to hear from that much? So he has agreed to come on the podcast. You guys sent me some really good questions to ask him. I think we're going to try and record that episode this week, and he may potentially be my first guest. How fun would that be? My desire in 2022, ultimately, eventually, is to have 3 weekly podcast episodes, a solo episode with me teaching you something valuable that I have learned in my life that I often teach to my clients, an episode with an expert or somebody else who you guys desire to hear from, and then a life update episode like this, maybe weekly or bi-weekly. The truth is, my life is really not all that exciting, but I do like having an episode that is just really solely dedicated to sharing what's going on in my life and my business. It gives me an opportunity to not just let you know what's happening in my life, but also let you know what's upcoming in my business if you're looking for opportunities to work with me. And I know that I have received so many messages as the new year is starting, and many of you are setting lifestyle goals and business goals, and you are really excited to work with me in 2022. And I am so excited to work with you in 2022. So if you're desiring growth and change, these life updates episodes will also include any upcoming programs and explanations on those. So you can continue to look forward to that. But in the meantime, continue to look forward to an episode with Chris coming soon. If you have questions that you didn't have an opportunity to submit to me, please do so. I would love to ask them. Most of the questions that were asked were his thoughts and feelings towards me or about certain things about me. So if you have questions for him about him, that would be amazing too. But that episode will be coming soon. What else? The saddest news that I'm going through right now is, as you guys probably know and see on the news, I don't watch the news, but my husband will tell me from time to time, COVID is like on the rise again. And this isn't something that I talk about at all, ever. And there are reasons for that. But as you guys might know, I had my event scheduled with Athleta on Friday the 7th, and I made the decision yesterday to cancel the event. Athleta still wanted to go forward with the event. They were 100% behind continuing to go ahead with the event, but I kept having this feeling in my gut that My intuition was telling me it's not right to go forward with this right now, given the fact that so many people are getting sick. I had like 5 cancellations in the 24 hours before that. I've seen so many people sharing that they're sick and that they have COVID. And I had people traveling from all over the country, getting on planes and flying to be here. And it was so hard for me to make that decision in the last 24 hours. I have cried a lot. It's been really heavy for me, but I know that as a leader, it is important for me to make sure that I am putting other people before me. Like, I need to make sure that I am in integrity with what I believe to be true and important. And as much as I want to have the event on Friday, like, I was so looking forward to seeing so many of my clients. I could not wait to hug them again and see them again and have dinner with them and drinks with them and dance with them. And I couldn't wait. I was so excited for the opportunity to teach the women who were there for that and then hang out and have an after party with the women who were there for that too. And my heart is just really broken that we're not going to have that event on Friday. It is going to be postponed. It has not been canceled. It will happen, hopefully before the winter is over. But I'm going to be talking to Athleta about getting that scheduled as soon as possible. But it was just a really hard decision for me to make. And I know that it was the right thing to do. Like, I know in my heart that it was the right thing to do. So I'm really proud of myself for doing that. It makes me really emotional. I'm really proud of myself for doing that and being in integrity with what I believe to be right and really putting the well-being of people other than me before myself. And I'm really, really sad, but I am excited because I have decided to turn the Athleta event into a virtual event. So I'm going to be doing a Zoom call this Friday, the 7th in the evening for the women who are scheduled to attend the Athleta event with me. And I am going to be opening it up to the public, but I am going to be leaving it as a limited number of spots available. So if you have a desire to attend, it's going to be very low cost, but I'll be speaking on goals and intentions. And then we're going to open the floor so you can actually have back and forth conversation with me. So if you're desiring to attend that, you don't have plans on Friday night and you want to come hang out with some really incredible women and have beautiful conversations, be inspired, be encouraged, and maybe get some guidance and support and some coaching from me. It's going to be an opportunity to do that at a really low cost. So if that speaks to you, you can send me a message on Instagram. I haven't been on Instagram today. I've kind of taken the day to really give myself space and freedom. I have been really navigating, trying to figure out what I'm doing on Instagram. I have this backup account. And the truth is, having your business solely dependent on Instagram is not a good thing, right? It's not a good thing, which is why I have other platforms where I'm really working on intentionally building a community of people and people who are active in my life. Because at the end of the day, as you guys remember, my Instagram got deleted. It's like, whoa, now what? Like, where do I actually connect with my people? So I had created this backup account as an opportunity to stay connected with my people and share other things that were valuable to me that I thought maybe my current audience didn't care about, but it feels, quite honestly, so confusing. And this is something that's been like a tug of war in me back and forth of like, what do I do with this? What do I do with this? So I still need to do some self-reflection around what I'm actually going to be doing with this backup account and where the majority of my content is going to be. But today I just have given myself space to be by myself and cry. I went and got a pedicure and a manicure, and the lady doing my toes probably thought I was freaking crazy. She was doing my pedicure and I'm just like sitting there sobbing and she's like looking at me and I'm just like, I'm fine. I don't know. I think it's probably that time of the month for me. My period is due in a couple of days and this is very on brand for Jessica during PMS. I think just having these emotions during this time of the month and then being kind of compounded by some of the harder things that I'm going through behind the scenes in my business, it's just, it all feels like a lot right now, and that's okay. And I think one of the reasons that I share this with you guys when I am struggling or when I am having hard days is because I really want to be a person who normalizes what creating success actually looks like. I think it's so easy on social media to see women who we admire and think, man, they just never have hard days. Like, it looks like nothing ever breaks them. Like, I never see them sharing that they're upset about anything or they're struggling or their business is going through something. Like, and then that makes us question when that happens in our lives behind the scenes. It's like, well, what is wrong with me? Why am I going through this? Why is this hard for me? Why is it difficult for me? Why am I struggling when it looks like everybody around me is just doing everything with ease? And this is huge if you're an entrepreneur and you follow a lot of entrepreneurs in the online space, especially coaches. One of these words that they use all the time is like, do it with ease. It's all easy. It's so easy. It should be light and effortless and flowy. And I just have never found that personally to be the reality of my success. Like, it just has never been, and I don't expect it to be. There have been a lot of ups and downs and a lot of hardships and a lot of failures and a lot of mistakes and a lot of hurt and a lot of heartache and a lot of tears. But I want to be a person who normalizes that so that if things aren't easy for you, you don't have to feel like it's not meant for me and that you have to quit on yourself. It can be hard and it can be challenging, and there can be days, and there will be days, where you feel like, fuck this, I want to quit. Like, I don't want to do this shit anymore. Why would I choose this for myself? I still have those thoughts. Yesterday was a day for me where I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Does this work even matter? Questioning myself so much. And I really want to give a shout out to any of my clients who are listening to this, my higher level mastermind clients who allow me to so openly and honestly and vulnerably share the reality of building a multiple six-figure business where you are supporting hundreds and hundreds of women day in and day out. It is heavy and it is a lot. And they allow me to share the real, honest experience with them. And they uplift me and support me and remind me of how important and how valuable and how life-changing the work that I do with them is. And I can't put into words how grateful I am to have clients like I do. Like, I hope that if you are a coach or you have a business where you have team members or employees, I hope that your people love you so fucking much. And I hope that you love your people so fucking much, because it just means everything to me to have such incredible women as clients. Like, it just, I have tears in my eyes. I'm just so happy. I'm so grateful. I love the work that I get to do so much. And it is so, so important to me, which is why when I have the days where I want to quit, I know I won't. I might say to myself, what the fuck is the point of this? And I might be bawling my eyes out, but I know that the next day I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to look at that to-do list and I'm going to say, okay, what do we have to do today? Right? In creating success in your life, there are going to be sacrifices that you have to make. There are going to be sometimes doing things that you don't necessarily feel like doing, right? But when you care so much about it, you're going to be willing to find the energy and the courage and the bravery within yourself to say, I'm going to keep going, even if it's hard and even if it hurts sometimes and even if I made mistakes and even if things don't go my way, I'm going to keep going because it matters to me. And that's how I feel about my business. This work matters to me so, so much. And I was listening to a podcast today and they were saying how most small businesses fail within the first 2 years. And I am 2 years and 4 months into having joined Jessica XO LLC. And I'm so grateful to have survived beyond 2 years in this business and not just have survived, but really be a thriving and successful business. And I'm so proud of how hard I have worked to get to this place. And I want to encourage you to allow 2022 to be the year that you go after the big dreams. I want 2022 to be the year where if you feel like there's something more that you are made for, you allow yourself the permission to go after it. When I started my business, I was scared. When I started doing this work, I was like, am I qualified? I don't know. People were asking me, are you a certified coach? And I'm like, certified what? No. Did you go to business school? What? No. There was a lot of fear and there was a lot of resistance and there was a lot of, am I good enough to do this? There are so many coaches online. Why would people choose to work with me? But the reality is, whatever it is that you desire in your life, there are probably a lot of people already doing it. But what beautiful proof that it's possible, right? But there is room for you. And I want you to know that and see that and feel that. And I want to let you know that if you're a woman who feels like she has overcome something in her life and she wants to step into helping other people achieve that in their lives too, whether that is overcoming postpartum depression or overcoming binge and emotional eating or achieving weight loss or improving your relationship or learning how to knit, like literally anything that you have done in your life, there are people out there who want to learn how to do it. And why are you not qualified to help them do it? If there is a pull in your heart and a feeling in your gut that says you're made to do something more than this, you have a passion and a purpose and you want to give that to people, 2022 is going to be a year where you have an opportunity to learn from me on how to do it. I have my business bundle beginning at the end of January, 2 programs back to back that can teach you how to take anything that you have been through in your life, any success that you have created in your life, any skill that you have, and I'm going to teach you how to take that and give it to other people so that you can make an impact and income in the online space. It's 2 programs, so it's 6 weeks total, and you're going to learn literally everything that you need, the foundation and the framework of building a successful online business. You will learn who it is you're helping, what it is you're doing, how to speak to your ideal client, how to create content, how to show up and build a personal brand in the online space. I will teach you exactly how to take what you know and package it up into an offer that can then be delivered to the people in your world who want what it is that you have. I will teach you so many of the back end things that you need to know, like how do you create a payment link and how do you create a sales page and how do you send an email to the people who are on your email list. This is literally a business 101 and 102 course. So if you feel like you desire to be a coach in the online space or you have a skill that you want to present to people using social media and deliver an offer to those people, my business bundle is an opportunity for you to come and learn from me on how to do that. I have scaled my online business to, in 2021, making over $700,000 cash in my business. And that was just in my second year of building my business. And I have learned so much over the last 24 plus months of how to help other women build successful businesses. Three of my clients last year who were brand new to building businesses made over $50,000 in their first year of business. Over $50,000 in their first year. That's more than most people make at their full-time corporate jobs. So I want you to know that there is so much space for you. And if you don't know or don't have the skills yet, I am here to teach you exactly how to create that so that you can generate the income and create, most importantly, the impact that you desire in the online space. So if you feel called to that, I will put the link to the business bundle in the show notes of this episode. But I think that is it for today's life update. I am getting ready to go hop on a call with my coach here in about 15 minutes and probably going to cry a little bit more tonight because my feelings are just really sad, and that's okay. I want to encourage you to feel what you're feeling. Someone messaged me the other day on my community app, which if you're not signed up for free texts, you should be. If you're in the United States, I can send you free text messages every morning where I inspire you and send you just little love notes and affirmations. I will also put the link to sign up for that in the show notes. But someone messaged me the other day. I did a little Q&A on that app on Sunday, and somebody asked me, like, how do I actually deal with my feelings? Like, how do I do this? Like, how? She's like, what do you do to cope with your feelings? And I said, I sit in them. I allow myself to sit on the floor or in the shower or curled up in my bed, and I allow myself to cry, and I allow myself to feel what I'm feeling, and I allow myself to say, I hate that I feel this way, and this really fucking sucks. And I let myself feel all of my feelings. And I think that this is so important. For so much of my life, I was running from every single negative feeling that I ever felt. I felt, oh, if this doesn't feel good, then I have to run from it. I can't feel it. What can I do to hide from it? What can I do to suppress it? What can I do to move on so that I don't have to think about that? And that's not a healthy way of living. You can only run from your feelings for so long before it starts to catch up with you. So I want to encourage you, if you're feeling similar to how I am feeling right now and you are having a down day, or this virus has affected your family, or the year hasn't started the way you wanted it to, or maybe we're here on the sixth of the year now today when you're listening to this and you're like, fuck, I haven't shown up for myself the way that I've wanted to. It's okay, and it's going to be okay. Every single day is a fresh start. Every single day is a brand new opportunity to work on being more positive and work on feeling better. And some days it works and some days it doesn't, and that gets to be okay. I am one of the happiest and most positive people that I know in my life because of the work that I've done on myself. But I still have days like today where I'm like, fuck this shit. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to adult today. I don't want a life today. But that's okay. It's just a part of being a human being. And what I always tell myself is, even in this moment, if you don't feel okay, can you trust that everything is going to be okay? And I encourage you to lean into that. Even if right now it doesn't feel okay, you, my love, are going to be okay. Okay, I love you so very much, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Also, wait, one more thing. If you have not noticed, if you are listening to this podcast episode on Spotify, you can now leave reviews and ratings on Spotify. So I would really appreciate if you listen on Spotify to please leave me a 5-star review. It's very easy. Just go to the show and right at the top, you'll see the stars. Just click them. You can click the 5th star to leave a 5-star review. If you're not leaving a 5-star review, I don't know why you would even listen to the podcast. Okay. I love you guys so much. If you listen on the Apple Podcast app and you haven't left a review there yet, It means so much to me. I appreciate you guys leaving ratings and reviews more than you even know. It is a way for me to, number one, know that you enjoy the podcast, and number two, help other people find my podcast, people who maybe aren't connected with me on social media. Your ratings and reviews help so much with that. Okay. I love you to absolute pieces, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye.